I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Obamacare is still up and running despite the sustained opposition from the White House and many Republicans in Congress, which have taken steps that have shaken the system but not stopped it. And starting next year, there will be no financial penalty for people who don't get themselves coverage. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more on options for people shopping for health care plans.
Last year, insurers jacked up premium prices over uncertainty about whether Obamacare would survive. This year, plans are cheaper. Larry Levitt is a senior vice president at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
From a consumer perspective, this all looks quite good right now. But, you know, there are these looming risks for insurers that could be a return of bad news in the future.
Risks that healthy people won't sign up because they don't have to. Also, the Trump administration relaxed rules allowing for really cheap plans outside the exchanges, plans that can reject people with pre-existing conditions. And coverage costs could go up. Even so, Matt Fiedler with the Brookings Institution says there's less concern today that Obamacare will enter a death spiral. The individual market is stabilizing.
Without the Trump administration's actions, we would have found that equilibrium sooner, and we might like that equilibrium better. But this market, without legislative changes, is here to stay.
A true checkup of the ACA will happen after December 15th, when we'll see whether or not fewer people got insured. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.